According to Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution, treaties made by the federal government are the supreme law of the land. Treaties with Native American tribes often reinforced the position of them being their own sovereign nations, thus making it supreme law that they were nations, not groups of American citizens. However, in the 1831 Supreme Court case, Cherokee Nation v. Georgia, Chief Justice John Marshall stated that Native American tribes were domestic dependent nations, lesser nations within the boundaries of the United States. They were lesser or semi-sovereign, according to Marshall, specifically because they had never been given full written recognition of their sovereignty. Despite Marshall's ruling, Native American tribes were not, in fact, nations. A nation possesses the power to govern itself completely, without interference or hindrance from without its borders. By Marshall's very definition of domestic dependent nations, tribes did not possess the powers of a foreign nation to both rule uninfringed and bring suit against American states.